Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
This notion that hospitals are 100% overrun and 100% full, this is false. It's not true. Anybody can go on to the state of Missouri's website and look at this data. It's updated every single day.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's saying that they're 100% overrun. What I've been hearing from Dr. Alex Garza and other regional leaders is that they're close to being overrun and that if current trends continue, things could get worse. I know, you know, County Executive Sam Page is saying he's going to have to enact tougher restrictions if we continue down the path we're continuing of rising case counts. This obviously goes in a much different direction here. Do you think we should just let these numbers play out and just let people get sick?
Well, I think the question is, do we trust people or not? You know, we could save lives by changing the speed limit to 5 miles an hour, but I don't think anybody would suggest that. And so I trust individuals to make choices for themselves.
I'm Sarah Fenske. This is St. Louis on the Air. When it comes to COVID-19 restrictions, St. Louis County has taken a harder line than just about anywhere else in Missouri. Last month, it ordered restaurants to stop offering in-person dining, even as its neighboring counties have ordered few restrictions. The county's November 13th order triggered a lawsuit from a host of local eateries and the Missouri Restaurant Association. Now, so far, none of the legal challenges to the county's edicts has succeeded. But now St. Louis County Executive Sam Page may be facing his most formidable challenge yet, a push by Missouri Republicans in Jefferson City to override local authority. Earlier this morning, those lawmakers held a press conference at Satchmo's Bar and Grill in Chesterfield. One of the speakers was State Senator Andrew Koenig. He represents part of St. Louis County, and he joins us today to discuss the plan he shared there. So, Senator Koenig, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So your bill would pretty dramatically limit the rights of local governments to shut down their economies in a pandemic. What are some of the specific limits that it includes?
Sure. Yeah, I believe local control resides with the individual. It doesn't stop at the county line. I don't believe our county executive should have ultimate power. So what my bill does is it allows a shutdown. I do realize that local governments can act more quickly. Mm-hmm. So it allows a local shutdown of up to 14 days over a 2-year period of time. After that, it would have to get approval by the General Assembly and signed by the governor for an extension. It clarifies that even during a shutdown, it has to go through a legislative body. I believe this is current law. I believe our county executive is violating St. Louis County's charter, which would require laws be passed through the county council before they can be just unilaterally shutting down businesses.
Okay.
It requires that no restrictions on religious institutions, because it is a First Amendment right. The U.S. Constitution says Congress shall make no law. It states that property tax relief for business owners during a shutdown, no business owner should have to pay property taxes while government is shutting them down. It prohibits the limits on in-home gatherings. Government does not have a right to come into my home and tell me who I can have over for Thanksgiving. This next one is something that I've personally dealt with some family members. St. Louis County came into one of my family members' homes and told them that they could not have contact with their child, even though their child and themselves had COVID. Very unscientific. You don't get a super virus when two people with COVID get together. And then the last thing it does, it has protections for parental rights. We've seen across the country, we've seen situations where fathers are not allowed to see the birth of their child. We've seen children taken away from, or babies taken away from their mother after giving birth if the mother had COVID, and even though there's almost no threat to the baby.
Okay. So this would say basically the government can't interfere with these family matters.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so look, I mean, the timing of this is interesting. I mean, the number of confirmed COVID-19 hospital patients in the region hit a new record yesterday. Why introduce this legislation now?
because people's rights are being trampled on. Also, I do think there's some misinformation. I looked on Missouri's website on total cases. Total cases in ICU is at 205 in the St. Louis region, and total cases in hospitals around 800. That would include the surrounding areas such as St. Charles, Jefferson. There's 18% capacity left in ICU beds, and total hospital beds are 49% vacant, or there's capacity for 49%. This notion that hospitals are 100% overrun and 100% full, this is false. It's not true. Anybody can go on to the state of Missouri's website and look at this data. It's updated every single day.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's saying that they're 100% overrun. What I've been hearing from Dr. Alex Garza and other regional leaders is that they're close to being overrun, and that if current trends continue, things could get worse. I know, you know, County Executive Sam Page is saying he's going to have to enact tougher restrictions if we continue down the path we're continuing of rising case counts. This obviously goes in a much different direction here. Do you think we should just let these numbers play out and just let people get sick?
Well, I think the question is, do we trust people or not? I think the virus is definitely dangerous for certain categories of people. If you're 65 and older, you know, you probably should maybe stay at home. If you have pre-existing conditions, you know, COVID-19 is a serious condition. For younger people, it's just really not that dangerous. There's 167,000 people that die from accidents, whether that's, for instance, car accidents. We could save lives by changing the speed limit to 5 miles an hour, but I don't think anybody would suggest that. And so I trust individuals to make choices for themselves. If you stay in your house and you don't have human interaction, scientifically speaking, you will not get the virus. You're going to be 100% safe from getting the virus. But there's business owners that are hurting. There's people that are, that can't work, could be going into bankruptcy because they don't. And I know if I was faced with bankruptcy or risk getting COVID, I'm going to risk getting COVID. And that should be my choice, and government should not take that choice away.
Hmm. Well, with this bill, you're clearly targeting St. Louis County, even though this would affect everybody throughout the state. Sam Page, the county executive there, he won a primary that had several very serious contenders. He also won the general election with a pretty big margin. Don't elections have consequences?
Yeah, they do. However, he also needs to follow the law. St. Louis County Council has not passed or authorized these shutdowns. And the last time I checked, we have separation of powers. The executive branch carries out the law. The legislative branch passes laws, and the judicial branch interprets the law. And what we've seen is St. Louis County Charter does not allow our county executive to make law. And essentially, by just unilaterally shutting down restaurants, he is in the effect of creating law, which he does not have the authority to do.
So why, rather than do this very broad state bill that would affect everybody, and you'll need to get the support of all your colleagues, you'll need to get Governor Parson on board when he's previously spoken to the idea of local control, why not just pursue something at the local level that would say, hey, they're not following the law, some sort of lawsuit that would deal with what you see as a violation of the county charter?
Well, I think the restaurants have their lawsuit, and it's moving through the process. But there's other issues, like I said, that are outside of just St. Louis County that I've seen happen, like the parental rights issue, shutting churches down. That's happening all across the country, and we need to clarify in our laws that can't be done here in Missouri.
So this wouldn't be just about this pandemic. Even if, say, we get a vaccine and everything's taken care of here, you'd still want to pursue this bill?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So St. Louis County Executive Sam Page, he did issue a statement in response to your press conference. This went to our own Jason Rosenbaum here at St. Louis Public Radio. He says, I will continue to support the recommendations of our public health directors and the pandemic task force. Hospitals are overrun and our healthcare workers are begging for reasonable public health decisions. The election is over. Stop politicizing the pandemic. Now, one thing that really seems to come up in response to this is the idea that Missouri Republicans have really talked about local control. And I think everybody took that to mean you were comfortable to let counties come up with their own solutions to this. Now you're saying local control means the individual. What, walk me through your thinking on that.
Yeah, so local control is always the individual. We have a constitution to protect individual rights. Our constitution's not there to protect the rights of St. Louis County. St. Louis County is the creation of the state. They get their authority from the state. And if they are trampling on individual rights, the state has every right to make sure that that doesn't happen. And also, if, you know, what Sam Page needs to do is he needs to convince his county council members that he needs to do this and pass something through St. Louis County Council. And he has not done that. He wants to be a ruler of one rather than gain support for his ideas and pass it through a legislative body.
So let's talk real quickly about what this legislative process could look like for you. A spokeswoman for Governor Mike Parson had suggested he won't consider bills like this until January. Are you trying to get this on a faster track?
I do think it's most likely going to be in January. I'm filing the bill today. I am going to file also in special session. I do think that's more of a long shot because we would have to have the governor expand the call. I do think ultimately the governor would sign and support the bill. But I'm a little bit less optimistic that it would happen in a special session.
Okay. And the special session, that would be the only way to make this happen in December.
Correct.
So these restaurants, I will say, a lot of restaurants are terribly concerned about these restrictions. You had one speak at your press conference today. This was somebody from Satchmo's there in Chesterfield. If you can get this done in January, is that too late for them?
I mean, it's, you know, every day that goes by where a business is shut down is a day where probably another restaurant is going to close. And so I'm going to act as quickly as possible. But yeah, doing it in January could be too late for some businesses.
And I do want to mention Satchmo's, where you held your press conference. The county is now threatening to revoke their operating permit. They've been twice cited, I believe, for continuing to serve in defiance of those public health orders. What led you to want to hold your press conference there today?
I wanted to point out that, hey, you know, these restaurant owners, they have employees that are relying on this income from the restaurant. They have families. They could be facing bankruptcy. So it really puts a face to some of these restaurants. Hey, these are people, too. Their livelihood is being destroyed because of government.
Well, State Senator Andrew Koenig, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
If you learned something new from today's episode, consider leaving us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the easiest way to help people discover our show. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.